talks about the mitzvah of Dalad Minim and the Nanuim by Halal. So the Rosh says, he brings the Medrash that Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur Yisrael v'Umas Ha'olam Boim Ledin, that the Umas Ha'olam and Klal Yisrael, they come together to a din on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and we don't know which one was Menatzeach. And then when we see that the Klal Yisrael come a few days later on Sukkos with the lulav, so with their clay zayin biyodom, lashon the medrash. So then we know that's a sign that's their victory parade. When we see Klal Yisrael coming with their clay zayin in their hands, so we know that they must have been the ones who were victorious in the din. And the Rosh goes on and he talks about why we have Nanuim by Ona Hashem Ishiyana and by Hodol Hashem Kitoiv. So he brings the Pasuk Oziran and Ratzei Ayar V'Lutnei Hashem Kibolish Beit Ha'aretz, that we went through the Mishpat of Hashon Yom Kippur, and now afterwards we're Meraning with Atzei Ayar, we take the Dalaminim, and with that we express our Hodol. Then the Pasuk goes on, the Imru Hashenu Lekei Hashenu V'Kapseinu V'Atzleinu Menagoyim L'Hoidus D'Shem Kashecha L'Shtabech V'Silasecha. So that's the next Pasuk. That's Hoidul Hashem Kitoiv Hashenu Lekei Hashenu. Excuse me, Hashenu Lekei Hashenu is On Hashem Hashiyana Ozrihanu Atzeyar Melchem Hashem Kibolish B'Tesoretz V'Imru Hashenu Lekei Hashenu L'Hoidus D'Shem Kashecha L'Shtabech V'Silasecha. So L'Hoidus D'Shem Kashecha, that's Hoidul Hashem Kitoiv. And the Imru Hashenu Lekei Hashenu, that's On Hashem Hashiyana. So after the Lefnei Hashem Kibol Lishpei Ta'aretz, we had this Mishpat, and now we were Menatzeach over the Umas Ha'olam. So we're Meraning with the Atzei Hayar. We thank the Ribbono Shel Olam with the Dalad Minim at these two junctures, the juncture of L'Hoidus L'Shem Kodshecha V'Hoidul L'Shem Kitoiv, and the juncture of Imru Hashenu Lekei Hashenu, the juncture of On Hashem Hashiyana. That's the Rosh. So a lot of several questions on this Rosh. First of all, what is this din between Umas Ha'olam and Yisrael that we have on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? We're used to the idea that Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, everybody has a din on what they did during the course of the year, not only Klal Yisrael, the Goyim also, Kol Bo Yoylem, Ovrim Lefanov. So every Tom, Dick and Harry, and every Jew, everybody in the world has a din. Every nation has a din. But it's a din that each person faces. Each person is brought to the bar of the din. Every ummah faces the bar of the din. But where do we find that there's some kind of din between Klal Yisrael and Umas Ha'olam? And what's that din about? And if there is such a din, how do we know that we're Menatzeach? Maybe Chalil Lefakeh. And then, furthermore, why is it the lulav that expresses the nitzochet in that din? The lashon of the Rosh, the lashon of the Medrash, is that it's the klei zayin. We see the army marching with their klei zayin biyodom, so that's a proof that they were Menatzeach. Why is the lulav the klei zayin with which we were Menatzeach? And what does it have to do with the nanuim? And then, furthermore, I understand more than the nanuim of Hodul Hashem Kitoiv. If the Yunanuim are expressing, the Lulav and the Dalad Minim are expressing the fact that we were Menatzeach in this din. So I understand that by Hodul Hashem Kitoiv, we're giving Hodul to the Ribbono Shel Olam, we're thanking him that we were victorious, that we won the din. Why On Hashem Hashiyana? On Hashem Hashiyana, that's a bakosha, save us. Why is that the place to be Minaneya? Why is that a place to be Minaneya? For having been Menatzeach in this din between Yisrael and Umas Ha'olam. So the whole thing really needs an explanation. Another thing I want to talk about is on Yom Kippur we have at the center of the Avodah on Yom Kippur we have the Shnei Asi'irim, Echad Hashem ve'Echad Lazozel, very mysterious Avodah, and they have a halacha, they have to be exactly the same. Shavim b'koyma, shavim b'mara, shavim b'domim. The two seerim, they have to be exactly identical. One is the korban Lashem, Lashem chatos. The other is pushed out. This is the sor la'azazel. So the Goyin writes in his Perush Hagada and his Perush Chad Gadya. So the Goyin says that it's keneged the shnei seerim that Yaakov brought to Yitzchok when he received the brachas. Rivka told Yaakov that she should take shnei gedim, should take two kid goats, and bring them back, and she should make it. He should make it as matamim for Yitzchok. Yitzchok had told Esav, I say matamim. He should bring to me something savory. So Rivka told Yaakov she should bring the shnei seirim, and with that he'll be able to receive the brachas. So the Goyen says that's the shnei seirim that we have in Yom Kippur. He says that's the Chad Gadya. Chad Gadya means two Gadyas. The Shnei Asirim. What does that do with Yom Kippur? What are these two Gdiyim with which Yaakov received the brachas from Yitzchok? What do they have to do with Yom Kippur at all? And then another thing I want to talk about, I don't know if I go past 12:30. Another thing I want to talk about is Anivu Hashiyano. We say in Hakafas. We say at the end of every hakaf, every day, at the end of the hakafas, we say ani v'hu hayshiyano, ani v'hu hayshiyano. And what does that mean? Ani v'hu hayshiyano. What does that have to do with talmidim b'chal? So start from the first thing. This din. What is this din between Yisrael and Umas Ha'olam? My high. So if Shlomo Kluger writes in Shulchan Aruch in Tov Kuf Bayalev, he brings this Rosh, and he says that the Pshat is that every Rosh Hashanah in Yom Kippur there's a din on the Bechir of Klal Yisrael. Every Rosh Hashanah in Yom Kippur, the Umas Olam are a mekatrig on the Bechir of Klal Yisrael. That we're the ones who were chosen to be Chelkoi v'Nachal Osoi, and there's a din Mi Yipol v'Chelkoi. Who should be the chaylik of the Rebbein Shalom, Klai Yisrael or Umas Ha'olam? Just like at the Tchilas HaBriya, every Rosh Hashanah, we go back to Tchilas HaBriya, at the beginning of the Briya, Bereishis, Rashi brings Bishul Yisrael from the Nikru Bereishis. So at the very beginning of the Briya was a Bechir of Klai Yisrael. So likewise, every Rosh Hashanah, and it culminates in Yom Kippur, the din always culminates in Yom Kippur, there's a din on the Bechir of Klai Yisrael. That's what the Rosh means, and the Medrash means, that Yisrael v'Umas Ha'olam v'Boim L'din. That's the din. The din is who's going to be the Am HaNivcha? Is it going to be Yisrael or is it going to be the Umas Ha'olam? And he goes on in Shlomo Kluger and he says that the din that we face is Yechidim. So we don't know who's going to be Yotzei, if we're going to be Yotzei Zakai, Miyichia, Miyomos. That din, there's no guarantee. But the din on Bechiras Yisrael that we have every Shoni Yom Kippur, that din we're confident that we're going to be Yotzei Zakai. That's why come to Sukkot we're able to celebrate with the Dalai Minim, because we know that din, we have no suffix that in that din we were Zaycha. So I once saw a very nice thing that it's really mechuvin in Tanakh in the pasuk in the Perek and Tilim. I need a Tilim though. A Tilim, right? We need to. I actually have it in my phone, but do we have a Tilim? Oh, very good. Perek Lamed Gimel and Tilim. Perek Lamed Gimel. The Kapitel of Sajranu Tzadikim Hashem Ha'ishon Novos Sehila. So if you look through this Kapitel, you don't have it in front of you. The first three psukim are psukim of Halal V'Hidoya. Radanu Tzadikim Hashem Ha'ishon Novos Sehila Ha'idu L'Hashem B'chinor B'nei V'loso Zamiloi Shiru Lei Shechadosh Heitivu Nagin B'Suah. Then the next set of psukim, they talk about the chesed that's Misgala in Briyas Ha'ilum. Chol Maseu Be'emuno, Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world, is Maisim Ar Be'emuno. Chesed Hashem Mol Ha'oretz, B'dvar Hashem Shemayim Nasu, Uvuruch Piv Kol Tzvom, Koineis Kaneid Mehayom, Noisin Be'etzoros, Dehoimais. He creates the Shemayim, he creates all the inhabitants of the world, he creates the oceans, and so on. So, that's Briyas Ha'olam. Then, I'm skipping a little bit, I'll skip some psukim, I'll come back to them. We have psukim that talk about Din, and the Gemara of Shana and Tazayin is mavur that these psukim are talking about the din on Rosh Hashanah. Mishamayim hibit Hashem roz kol bnei ha'odom. He sees what people are doing. Hayoytzer yachad libam ha'mevin al kol maseim. He knows what they're thinking, he knows what they're doing. That's the mission in Rosh Hashanah. Kulum niskorim b'skir achas. With one look, he knows whatever. He knows the hearts of all of humanity. So we have psukim of Eidoya. Then we have psukim about Bria Shemayim Baretz, about the Bria, Kainis Kaneis, Kaneid Mehayom, and so on. Then at the end we have psukim about the Din and Rosh Hashanah. Now that actually, all of that, I understand the connection. The Din and Rosh Hashanah is connected to Bria Shemayim Baretz. That's why the Ran writes in Rosh Hashanah, that's why it's a time of Din, because it's we going back to the moment of Bria. So there's a Din every Rosh Hashanah, there's a Din again on a Bria Sa'onim. And I understand the Ranun Tzadikim Bashem, we give HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hidoya that we went through this Mishpat and we're able to go through it and hopefully to go through it in a way that we have what to celebrate. But then in the middle, there's some sukkim that don't seem to belong. Hashem Hefir Atzaz Goyim Heini Machshavois Amim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu confounds the plots of the nations. Atzaz Hashem Lo'olam Tamay Ashri HaGoy Asher Hashem Olikov Ha'om Bochal HaNachaloloi. Happy is Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has chosen to be his Nachalo. How did that come into the middle of this capital? This is a capital about Hayoshi Yachal Limam, HaMevin Ul Kolon Haseyim, Kulim Niskorim B'skir Achas. It's a capital about the Din in Rosh Hashanah. It's a capital about Riyash HaMayim V'Oret, which happens in Rosh Hashanah. It's a capital about Haidoya, Ranu Tzadikim B'Hashem. What is this business in the middle about Hashem Heifrat Sizgoyim, Ha'am Bochal L'Nachaloloi? According to Shlomo Kluger, it fits in very well. Because every Rosh Hashanah, this moment of Bria, this moment of Hayetzi Yachadim, Mameim, Vidal Kol Maseim, when we all face a din, there's a din also, besides the din that everybody faces as an individual, and besides the din that every nation faces, besides the din that the world faces as a whole, there's a din of which, who's going to be the Nachal, who's going to be Ha'om, Bochar, the Nachal Aloy? It's going to be Yisrael, or is it going to be Umas Ha'ilam? That's a chelik of the din in Rosh Hashanah. What? Then it goes go deeper. This already of Shlomo Kluger doesn't bring. In Parshas Toldos, in the Parsha of the struggle between Yaakov and Esav, who's going to get the brachas from Yitzchak? So is a machlokes there between Balei Apshat and Balei Asod? What was at stake? A lot of the Balei Apshat learn that the struggle there over the brachos was over brachos of Olam Hazeh, Kal Shemayim, Mishmone Haaretz. But the brachos of Olam Havot, the brachos of the Birchas Avram, that was never. Yitzchok never had a thought to give that to Esav. You see, at the end of the parsha, when Yaakov, if there's no mention there about the Birchas Avram, it just says Shemone Haaretz, Kal Shemayim, in Yonim of Olam Hazeh. Later on, at the end of the parsha, when Yaakov is going off to Lavan, so then Yitzchok says to him, "Yitim lechaz birchas Avram." So many of the Balei Apshat say that the struggle between Yaakov and Esav was over the brachos of Olam Hazeh. It wasn't a struggle over more than that. But the Balei Asoid say that the struggle between Yaakov and Esav was a struggle over the. Was over who's going to be the nif, who's going to have the bechira, who's going to be the am bochal l'nachal aloy. The Ramban writes that Yitzchak wanted to give to Esav the birchas Avram, linchay l'saoretz, she get Eretz Yisrael, liyas hu bal habris l'elokim. He will be the one that has the bris with the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ramban said the bechira Yitzchak was prepared to give that over. To Esav. Esav should be the Nivcha. The Goyin writes in the Perush in Chad Gadya, the Goyin writes even sharper. He says, Klal Godol Etzleinu, Shekol HaToivos Shehoyu V'Sheyu, all of the Toivos that we have in the past, and that we hope yet to receive, Ben Ba'olam Hazeh, Ben Ba'olam Haba, both in Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba, everything that Klal Yisrael ever had and ever hopes for. As kulam yirashnu mi'avaseinu ve'eish shabirach yitzok es yankiv. All of that was given over to Klal Yisrael. It was given over to Yaakov at the moment when Yitzchok gave the brachas to Yankov. Ve'lulei habrachos chasarnu es koil ve'hoyo hakoil le'esof. If not for those brachas, if not for that fateful moment, all of that would have gone over to Esav, not to us. And this is a staggering thing, that in that moment, the whole, so much was in the, so much hung in the balance. What's going to go to Esav and what's going to go to Yaakov? And Esav wasn't mashlum. Esav did not make peace with this. We know that Esav came and he cried out, he was not mashlim with the idea that the brachos, everything the brachos entailed, that all of that went to Yaakov and not to him. And that zo'oka of Esav reverberates throughout the doors. Esav's descendants continue to be mekatrig on that bechira, and the fact that Yaakov wrested the brachas away from Esav. The Gemara brings in Avodah Zarah and Yud Aleph that in every 70 years in Rami, they would make a proclamation, Sach Kiri Plaster, that the Cheshbon HaKeitz of Yaakov Kiri means the Odoin. Anybody who takes music, maybe they shouldn't be, but Kiri Eleison. Kiri is a sar, so the sach kiri, the cheshmen of the sar, is plaster. It's false. It's not true. Achvo de Marona Zayfono, the brother of our master Esav, he was a zayfon. He was a trickster. He stole the brachas. They don't really come to him. They shouldn't go to him. They come to us. And Chazal say furthermore that I see the mumas oilam l'tagim asetar yivonis v'loy Marona Yisrael. That the Goyim are going to translate the Torah into Greek, and they're going to claim that we're the real Israel. And that, of course, we know that's Zari Shel Esav. That's part of what they say. Ad Hayom Hazeh. It's part of that same Nikun of Achva Demarona Zayfono. The claim that we're the real Israel, the true Israel. Right? That's the claim of the Church. That they're the true Israel. That's that declaration that they made in Rome every 7 years, the Achva de Marona Zayfona. Yaakov is a Zayfon. The real Makabal of the Brochus is Esav. In the Machzorim, before Tekiah Shofar, there's a passage from Zohar that's printed, and all the Machzorim have it. It's what it says in that passage. Is that every year the drama of the struggle between Yaakov and Esav over the brachos, every Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, that drama plays out again. Every Rosh Hashanah, it says, Yitzchok, who represents the Midas Hadin, wants to give the brachos to Yaakov. Is going to give the brachos. Yaakov's going to take the brachos from Yitzchok, from the Midas Hadin. And he comes with his matamim. We come with our matamim. What are our matamim? What do we come with? All of our mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim and our tefillos, our bakoshos. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the brachos. We get the brachos in Rosh Hashanah. And Esav is zoyik ezoka gedoylu mara. He can't be poor. Doesn't help. The brachos every Rosh Hashanah. We saw in Rosh Shlomo Kluger, every Rosh Hashanah there's a din. That's what Rosh Shlomo Kluger was telling us. There's a din between Yisrael and Umas Olam, because this drama is playing itself out again. The Midas Hadin, Yitzchok is the Midas Hadin. He's giving the brachas to Yaakov and Esav. Every Rosh Hashanah cries out the same. Zo'ok gedoyl u'mor is mekatrig. And this on the Mechiru Klai Yisrael. Why are the brachas going to us? And then it says there in Zohar that during the Aseret Yimei Tshuva, Esav is mekatrig on that. He says it's not right. And Yaakov has to run away, li notzlu mimenu, va'isik b'tshuva. and he has to do tshuva in order to hide from the kitrug of Esav. And then every Yom Kippur it says Esav comes va'arba meis hishimoy, and Yaakov is very afraid. He's marba b'tfila. Hold Yom Kippur, we're marba b'tfila because we're afraid of Esav with his arba meis hish. And then Yaakov has an etzah. So we read in Parshas Vayishlach. What did Yaakov do in Parshas Vayishlach when he saw Esav is coming? He sent a doyrim to Esav. Mincha yishlucha ladoni leesav. So we do the same thing. We take a sawyer. We send it out to the Azazel. That's the mincha shlucha leesav. And Esav takes the mincha and he goes away. And we're able to get through the Yom Kippur. Kadosh Baruch Hu is meichel av nesem shel Yisrael. And we're able to have the chasimah that the bechira goes to Yankiv. And now that we come out of Yom Kippur and Esav has been sent away, and we want to celebrate, so it says what happens after Yaakov finishes his struggle with Esav? It says Yaakov nasa sukkos. So we go into Sukkos, and we celebrate through the Ribbono Shel Olam that we received again the brachas. This is mamash what Shlomo Kluger said in Shulchan Aruch, that there's a din on the Bechiras Yisrael. The whole struggle between Yaakov and Esav takes place again over Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, over Rosh Hashanah, the Sarasim Eid Shuva. Yaakov has to run away, Esav is coming. And finally in Yom Kippur, the Mincha, and the brachas are we walk out and we're in a tzeach, and the brachas go to us. This opens us, it gives us at least a glimpse into what's going on in the Goyin, when the Goyin says that the Shnei Asirim on Yom Kippur are connected to the Shnei Gdiye Izim that Yitzchak brought, that Yaakov brought to Yitzchak when he received the brachas. Because that's, what does that do with Yom Kippur? It has everything to do with Yom Kippur. Because Yom Kippur is when the brachas are finally, Rosh Hashanah, and finally Yom Kippur is when the brachas are finally given over fully, Esav is mistalik, the brachas are finalized, that they go to Yankiv. So that's represented in the Shnei Asirim, which are the Shnei, that's the Chad Gadya, the Shnei Sirim with which Yaakov was noted the brachas. And at the same time, it also represents the Mincha Yishlucha, the Sir Lazazel, that's the Mincha Yishlucha Le'esav, that's Mesalak Esav. And this is the Nitzochon that we celebrate on Sukkos. And that's what the Rosh was telling us. That every Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, Yisrael v'umas ha'olam boim ledin. There's again a struggle between Yisrael v'umas ha'olam. There's again the struggle between Yaakov and Esav. And every Yom Kippur, we're menatzeach in that struggle. And Sukkos, Yaakov nasa sukkosa, Sukkos is when we celebrate that victory. The Rosh tells us that the way that we celebrate is with the lulav and with the dalad minim. So why with the lulav and the dalad minim? That's why is it with the lulav that we celebrate this victory in which Yaakov finally receives the brachas from. Receives the brachas. The lashon of the medrash, I said before, the lashon of the medrash is that the lulav is the klei zayin, mana de krova. It says in tikkunim. The Rosh doesn't bring the whole lashon of the medrash, but the lashon of the medrash is in Parshas Emor. The lashon of the medrash is that it's the klei zayin. How's the lulav the klei zayin? The lulav is the klei zayin with which we were menatzeach. We didn't take a lulav on Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. If we were menatzeach on Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, it's maybe with shayfer, it's maybe with the sar lazozel. It's not with the lulav and esrog. So how the lulav and esrog the klei zayin with which we were menatzeach in the din on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? I think the pshat's like this. The Gemara says in Brochus, famous Gemara, Davov. The Gemara says, Ksiv, it says in Pasuk, Es Hashem Hemarta Hayom. Hemarta is a lashon Rashi says of Havdolah. Klal Yisrael chose HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they singled them out. V'Hashem Hemircha Hayom, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu singled you out. Omlu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. The Ribbono Shel Olam says to Klal Yisrael, Atem Asisuni Chativ Achas Ba'olam. You singled me out in the world. You made me echod in the world. Ani eseschem chativ achas ba'olam. So, likewise, I am going to make you singular in the world. Atem as yisuni chalvit chati vachas ba'olim shenem ha'shma yisrael ha'shem elokeinu ha'shem echad. We're miyachad HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. V'ani esa eslim chati vachas ba'olim shenem ha'umik amcho yisrael. There's a mutuality here. We're miyachad Ribbono shel Olam. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is miyachad us. That's the whole idea of Tefillin D'mori Alma. The same Gemara, you have Tefillin D'mori Alma, that we wear Tefillin, and not Tefillin, it says Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and the Ribbono Shel Olam wears Tefillin, and his Tefillin, it says, Mikam Chu Yisrael Goyechad Baretz. Because it's a bris. Bris always has two directions. And Tefillin is the ois bris. Tefillin is the ois of the, it's a sign that we have this bris with the Ribbono Shel Olam. So in the bris, it says, from our direction and our tefillin, the bris says Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. We're miyachad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're boicher in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We make him a chativ achas ba'olam, that we have nothing else in the world except the Ribbono Shel Olam. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes us chativ achas ba'olam. He's boicher in us, that he has nothing in the world, no people in the world except for us. His whole bechira, his whole desire in the world is for Klal Yisrael. So, obviously, if this is the way it goes, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is boicher in, it's not just that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is boicher in us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is boicher in Klal Yisrael, that's part of the same bris that we're boicher in the Ribbono Shel Olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the brachas go to Yaakov, that's the bechira. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses Klal Yisrael, that's together with the fact that we choose him. It's two sides of the same coin, it's part of the same bris. And therefore, if Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we're menatzeich in this din of Bechiras Yisrael, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu, every Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, he chooses us. The way that we're menatzeich is that we choose him, that we're miyachad HaKodesh Baruch Hu. That's why at the very end, that's what Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is all about, that we're miyachad HaKodesh Baruch Hu, we're miyachad him, that he's the only thing in the world for us, that we accept him, that his rotzen is all, that's important to us. That's why the tefillahs of Yom Kippur, the culmination of the tefillahs at the end of the day of Yom Kippur, what do we say? We say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That's the culmination, that's the whole avodah of Rosh Hashanah, Seir Shuvah, Yom Kippur, everything we've been doing the whole time culminates in that declaration of Hashem Echad, that we're making Kadosh Baruch Hu Chativa Achas Ba'olam. Everything we have in the world, there's nothing to us that's important in the world except for Hashem Echad. And everything else that we do, it's in order to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. And at the same time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the combination of Yom Kippur, from our point of view, is Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's point of view, the culmination is Mikam Chol Yisrael Goyechad Baretz, that the brachos, the bechir is given to Klal Yisrael. And that's the nitzachon. So the nitzachon of Yom Kippur, the nitzachon of the Aseres of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, this nitzachon that we're celebrating, is the nitzachon of Hashem choosing us. At the same time, it's the nitzachon that we're choosing him. Through Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, that represents the culmination of that nitzachon. The Dalin Minim, the Yosef brings in from the Rakanti. Interesting story that he used to hold the lulav and the hadassim, the arovus in one hand, and the esrog in the other hand. The Eged is the lulav and hadassim in the Arabis, and then he had in his other hand, he had the esrog. That's how we used to, the Rakanti, that's how we used to hold it. So he had a dream. He had a dream, and he saw in his dream, they said to him, why are you being machik the hey achrein shel Hashem? Why are you separating the last hey of the Shem Havayah from the other three Yosias? So he understood from the dream that he's supposed to be holding them together. So you see from that Beis Yosef that the Dalet Minim represent the Shem Havayah. They bring from the Chidah also that the Dalet Minim, all the other Minim in the world, he says, they have a Sar, they have a Malach. Like Chazal say, Ein Lecha Kol Esav, Shein Lei Malach, Shoyim Lei Gedal. These Dalet Minim, they don't have any other Sar. The Ribbono Shel Olam himself, Kilu, had this Ashkocha Protos on these Dalet Minim. So that's why they represent somehow, Kivyochel, they represent the Shem Havayah in the world. What do we do with the Dalet Minim? I mean, I'm sure. We're not elaborating on this, but you see that you say that the Dalet Minim represent the Shem Havayah. What do we do with them? What do we do with the Dalet Minim? We're minaneya, l'mayla l'mata, l'dalet ruchos. So the Gemara says, l'mayla l'mata, l'keneged misha shemayim v'aretz shaloi, dalet ruchos, l'misha dalet ruchos shaloi. In other words, we take the Dalet Minim that represent the Shem Havayah, and we minaneya up, down, all around, and what we're demonstrating is that there is nothing else in the world. L'mayel, l'mata, l'halrucha is everything in the world is we're miyachad, the Shem Havaya, on everything in the world. There is no other force in the world except for the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's the symbolism of taking the Dalet Binim and being minaneya. It's exactly corresponding to Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Which what's Hashem Echad? When we yachad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says in Halacha, Echad with Aleph Ches Dalet, that when we yachad Hashem Echad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one in the Zayin Rikim and Baoretz, that's Ches, Dalet is the Dalet Ruchos. It's Halacha when you say Echad, that's where you cover your eyes, because you're supposed to be Mechavan, Lamad, Lamad, Dalet Ruchos. That's the yichud of Hashem Echad. We're miyachad HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the entirety of the Bria. L'mayla, l'mata, l'dalet ruchos. It's exactly corresponding to what we do with the dalet minim. We're miyachad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The dalet minim represent the Shem Havaya. We're miyachad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And here it's in a way of rinun. Oziranu atzei hayar. But the rinun is that we're miyachad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'derech rinun, derech rinun of a halal. Oziranu atzei hayar. We're miyachad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'mayla, l'mata. And to the Dalet Ruchos. Exactly the same thing as Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. This we understand what the Chazal mean when they say that the Dalet Minim are the Klei Zayin with which we were Menatzeach in the dinner of Hashanah Yom Kippur. That was the Rosh. Why do we take the Dalet Minim? Because this is the Klei Zayin. It shows we had a din. Yisrael v'umas oylem boyim ledin. Go back to the Rosh. Yisrael v'umas oylem boyim ledin. Ve'enonu yoydim mi nitzeach. Who won the din? The umas oylem claim that they won the din. Achvad the Maron and Zayfona, they say they're the real chosen ones. And we say that we won the din. So how do we know who won the din? We come with the Klei Zayin. What were we really Menatzeach B'din? With Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, that we were Miyachad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We made him Chativa Achaz Ba'olam. We were Miyachad him L'mayla L'mata L'dalet Ruchos. With that we won the din Rashon Yom Kippur. We take those same Klei Zayin, now embodied in the Dalet Minim, in the Luluf and the Dalet Minim. And we're minaneya l'mayla l'mata dalet ruchos. That's a demonstration that we are able. We indeed were miyachad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and being that we were miyachad him, we made him chativ achas ba'olam. He was miyachad us as well, and that demonstrates that we were minatzeach in this. We were minatzeach in this din. There's another symbolism in the Dalet Minim as well. Kayadua, that the Dalet Minim represent all different kinds of Jews, right? Everybody knows the Esrog is people who have Torah and Mitzvahs, Torah and Meis and Tovim, and the Hadas is Torah without Meis and Tovim, and the Luluf is Meis and Tovim without Torah, and the Arabas are the Jews who don't have anything. All together, you have a Klal Yisrael. So the Dalet Minim represent Klal Yisrael. At the same time, they represent Shem Havaya. In the light of what we're saying, we understand that it goes together. The Dalet Minim represent the Hashem Hemir Chayoyim, Es Hashem Hemar Tayoyim, Hashem Hemir Chayoyim. The Dalet Minim represent this Nitzachon that we renewed the bris, that we're Miyachad the Ribbono Shel Olam, and the Ribbono Shel Olam is Miyachad us. We single out the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ribbono Shel Olam singles us out. All of that is being celebrated in the Dalet Minim. That's what we're celebrating. So the Dalet Minim represent on the one hand the Shem Havaya, which we miyached l'mayla l'mata l'dalet ruchos. It represents the fact that the Kadosh Baruch Hu has chosen us. Excuse me, that we've chosen the Ribbono Shel Olam, that we miyached him. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. At the same time, the same Dalet Minim also represent Klal Yisrael as a whole. That the Kadosh Baruch Hu chose Klal Yisrael, all of Klal Yisrael, not only the tzaddikim, chose Klal Yisrael as a whole. Klal Yisrael as a whole includes everybody. The total Klal Yisrael, without exception. All are included in the bechira, in the bechira of Yisrael, and that's part of this nitzachon. That's exactly what we're celebrating in this nitzachon and these nanuim. Talked before about aniva hayashina. It was one of the questions we had. Aniva hayashina. So Tosfos says in Sukkah, what's Aniv HaYashiyahu? What does it mean? So Rashi brings that these are Shemus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Aniv HaYashiyahu. But Tosfos says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a lot of Shemus. There's a lot of Shemus. So why these Shemus? So Tosfos says, Anivahoy, some people say Anivahu. Tosfos says, it's in Dachmem Hei, that it's beside Behu Osir Bezikim. He is in chains. Tosfos is very bekitzer. It's a chazal. It says in Yirmiyahu, in the beginning of Perek Mem, Hadobah Shehoya Es Yirmiyahu, Me'es Hashem. Yirmiyahu had a Nivuah. And he was in chains. Pasha means Yirmiyahu was in chains together with all of the other people who were going into Golos. Yirmiyahu was the Navi of the Churban. And the Jews, with Yirmiyahu, they were in chains being led off into captivity. So Chazal say though in Medrash that Vihu, with the extra Vav, Vihu and he, is coming to be Marbe, Kiviyochel, Hu Vihu Osir Bezikim. Kiviyochel, Rabbani Shalom was in chains also going into Golos. The idea of Shechina, the side of Shechinta Begolus. So Taisa, that's Anivahu Hashinah, that we're asking the Rebbeinu Shel Olam that he should save us, Kiviyachal should save himself. Because when Klai Yisrael are in Golus, when Klai Yisrael are in chains, Kiviyachal Behu Osir Bezikim. So that we're asking the Rebbeinu Shel Olam he should save him, Anivahu Hashinah, he should be Hashinah Lakei Yishenu. If he saves us, he redeems himself too. This is the oimek, really, of the bris between HaKadosh Baruch and Klal Yisrael. The oimek of the bris between HaKadosh Baruch and Klal Yisrael, the bris that we make HaKadosh Baruch Chativ Achaz Ba'olam, and he makes us Chativ Achaz Ba'olam, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only mezgal in the world through Klal Yisrael, and through the gul of Klal Yisrael. And when Klal Yisrael are in Golos, so the Ribbono Shel Olam's presence in the world is not manifest, and Kviyachol Kadosh Baruch Hu is chained. He's not able to be Misakan Olam Malchus Shakai. The Beis Halevi writes, it's great to see it inside because it's very very important. The Beis Halevi writes in Vayigash at the end. And Yaakov Avinu was going down to Mitzrayim, and Kadosh Baruch Hu said to him, "Anoichi Eridim Chametzrayim, I'm going to go down to Mitzrayim with you. Anoichi Elchol Gamaloi, and I'm going to come up with you." So what does that mean? The Baruch Hu went down to Mitzrayim. He went up out of Mitzrayim. It's also the side of Anivahu, Vahu Osir Bezikim. We go down to Mitzrayim. The Baruch Hu goes down to Mitzrayim. When we come out of Mitzrayim, the Baruch Hu comes out of Mitzrayim. What does that mean? It says the Beis Halevi that Kan Hi Avtocha Agdoila, that here the Baruch Hu expressed to Yaakov that Avtocha. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only mezgala in the world through Geulas Yisrael. If we go down to Mitzrayim, we're also bezikim, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not mezgala in the world either. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mezgala in the world. The world recognizes the Rebbeinu Shel Olam's presence in the world. We'll see this throughout history. The world recognizes the Rebbeinu Shel Olam only through the instrumentality of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael are the instrument of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus in the world. He's only misgal in the world through the Bulus Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not misgal in the world through by being Goyal the Chinese. He's not misgal in the world. He's only misgal in the world. Bulus Yisrael, when Kadosh Baruch Hu is Goyal Yisrael, then he makes himself manifest in the world, and the world sees that Kadosh Baruch Hu, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is present in the world. Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mashkiach in the world. So Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Yaakov, "Don't worry, you're going down to Mitzrayim. That means I'm going down to Mitzrayim. I'm not going to be able. My presence in the world is being made hidden." And that itself is the Haftocha, that will be a Gula, because the world has to be a world. The whole Tachlis of the world is that Kadosh Baruch Hu should be Mizgal in the world. And if Kadosh Baruch Hu can only be Mizgal through Gulas Yisrael, then that itself is the greatest Haftocha, that there has to be a Gula. Because how else will Kadosh Baruch Hu be Mizgal? And that's the whole Tachlis. That's the whole purpose of B'ri Shemai and Ba'aretz. So therefore Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Yaakov, "Al Tiro, if you go down to Mitzrayim, I go down with you. And if you come out of Mitzrayim, I come up with you." That's Anivahu Hashinah. The Yeshua of Klal Yisrael is one and the same with the Yeshua of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and that itself is the Haftocha, that there has to be Yeshua of Klal Yisrael. And it comes out of this bris. It comes out of this bris of Hashem Amircha Hayoyim, the Kadosh Baruch Hu was Mavil, the Klal Yisrael are the only people that he has in the world. The only people, they're the Bochar Lanachal Aloy, and therefore Kadosh Baruch Hu is only Mizgal in the world through Yeshua Shem Shel Yisrael. And this is the din that we're Menatzeach in Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. That's the din that we celebrate with the Lulav and Esrog by the Nanuim. So now we understand the Oimek, that we take the Nanuim, we take the Dalaminim, and we're Menaneah, Hayul Hashem Kitayv. So that we understood why we're Maneya Bahayul Hashem Kitayv. We're thanking the Ribbono Shel Olam that He chose us, that we chose Him. But then we're Maneya again by Ono Hashem Hashiyano. So that's the mocker. Oz Yiradnu, we give Haidoyah to Ribbono Shel Olam that we're Menatzeach in this din between Yisrael and Mesa'ilam. But where do we give this Haidoyah? By Ono Hashem Hashiyano. By Haidul Hashem Kitayv and by Ono Hashem Hashiyano. So Ono Haidul Hashem Kitayv, I understand. That's how we're made to Ribbono Shel Olam that we're Menatzeach in the din. But why would we be Menaneh by Ono Hashem Hashiyano? The answer is because that's also part of the Nitzachon. Part of the Nitzachon is Hayshienu LeKayshienu VeKapseinu VeAslayim MinaGoyim. Part of the Nitzachon is that we're able to ask the Ribbono Shel Olam to be Mashiach because our Yeshua Kiviyochel is His Yeshua. Because if we're Osir Bezikim, then Vehu Osir Bezikim, and that's the Haftocha Gdola. That's what the Beis Halevi says. Going also writes this that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is Mizgala only through Golosim Shel Yisrael. And therefore, on Hashem Hashina, it's on that basis that we ask the Ribbono Shel Olam, we can come and ask the Ribbono Shel Olam to be Mashiach, because our Yeshua is His Yeshua, and therefore there also we're menaneya with the Dalaminim, because that also is there also is expressed, Dalaminim expressed the idea of that we're miyached to Kodesh Baruch Hu and He's miyached us. The Dalaminim are the Shem Havaya, we're miyached it l'mayla l'mata l'dal ruchos. The same time the Dalaminim are Klal Yisrael, the totality of Klal Yisrael. That's the bris, that they belong to each other, and that's the nitzochon that we had, that the brachos came to us now. Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, Esav was mistalik, the brachos were mizbara, that the brachos come to us, and we express that in Haidul Hashem Kitoy Kiyolim Chastoy. At the same time, we express it in Ono Hashem Hashina. Ono Hashem Hashina is not less an expression of our nitzochon in this din between Yisrael and Umos Olam than Haidul Hashem Kitoy. Our whole saying of Ono Hashem Hashiyano is on the basis of that Nitzachon. If not for that Nitzachon, we couldn't say Ono Hashem Hashiyano, because why should he be Mashiach? Do we deserve the Yeshua? But now that we have this Nitzachon, our Yeshua is His Yeshua, so now we can say Ono Hashem Hashiyano, Yishenu Elokei Yishenu, V'Kabseinu V'Aslenu Minagoyim, because that's the Yeshua of the Ribbono Shel Olam as well. Of all the Yom Tovim, Sukkot is the greatest Zman Simcha Seinu. It's the greatest Simcha. Yisach Sameach. Zman Simcha Seinu. We say in Davin, Zman Simcha Seinu. And that Simcha comes to expression and the height of its expression in the Lulav and Esrog, as it says in Pesuk even. Melukachdom v'amrishin creates hotter v'kapis tomorrow. Usmachdom l'tnei Hashem alekechem. The Simcha is expressed. The Simcha is Man Simcha Seinu, receives its expression in the Nanum of the Dalet Minim, because this is the greatest Simcha that there is. The greatest Simcha that there is V'Yakov Nosa Sukoiso. That we know that the Bechir of Klal Yisrael was completed. Kadosh Baruch Hu has chosen us. We've chosen Him. What greater Simcha could there be in the world that every single one of us has a bris with the Ribbono Shel Olam, has a connection with the Ribbono Shel Olam, is bonded with the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that our neshama, the etzem and neshama of every Jew, is bound up inextricably with the Ribbono Shel Olam himself. That's the simcha. That's the greatest possible simcha that could possibly be. And it's one of the things we have to take away. Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, out of the days of din, the days of emo and pachad. But the whole experience ultimately has to culminate in simcha. I think one of the biggest problems we have today is simcha, lack of simcha. You know, we look for simcha in all the wrong places, and we look for it. You know, there's so many things out there in the world that hold out the promise of simcha, and usually it's an illusion. You know, in material things, the promise simcha. You know, you get more and more things. This will make you happy, and this will make you happy. And technology is the biggest illusion of all. Every new technology has this promise that now you're going to be powerful and able to do things, and it's going to make you happy, and just makes you more and more a slave. There's nothing in the world really that can give real nothing the world has to offer that can give real simcha. The world can make you plenty miserable, but real simcha, the world doesn't have that to offer. So the Chazal say a mashal. There was a bas melech, and she married a kafri. She married a villager from some hick town, and she left the palace and she went to live with him. And he wanted to make her happy, so he would bring her things. He would bring her, he planted tomatoes. He would bring her in the nicest tomato, and he would went to town. He would bring her back some gigo from the 5 and 10, and she was never happy. Because whatever he could bring her, it wasn't commensurate with what she was used to. She was a bas melech. She was a princess. She was used to the things that they have in the palace. She couldn't find happiness in these things. So Chazal say the same thing. The neshama is a bas melech. You can bring to the neshama all the good things in the world. It's not going to make her happy because she's a bas melech. She's a bas melech. The only thing that can make the neshama happy, the only place where a person could find real simcha, is in the things of the neshama, and the greatest of all, the greatest good of all that the neshama could experience is the good of having this bond with the Ribbono Shel Olam himself. A lot of times we experience Yiddishkeit as a deprivation, as just yisurim. There's yisurim too, and we have to, that's a chelik of Yiddishkeit is to have gevulim. But it's also very important to recognize that Yiddishkeit is a source of simcha. Do mitzvahs b'simcha. We have so many mitzvahs now. We're coming into a season when we have such a ribui of mitzvahs. They should be a makor of simcha. We should do the mitzvahs b'simcha. Mitzvah Hashem, you'll have children. They should see that you're doing mitzvahs b'simcha. That's basic. And I'll tell you something. We had this Yom Tov. We had a guest who was in the Israeli army for like 6-7 years, and in like very elite units. He's a cousin of my wife's, cousin of my marriage, whatever. It's not important how exactly connected, but he was like mamash tat, all the secret stuff. And then he was in the Shabak and. And now he's left the army, and he's now studying law. So we asked him if he misses the army. So he says, yeah, he misses it all the time. So we asked him, like, what is exactly that he misses? Does he miss the excitement? Does he miss the camaraderie? Like, what exactly? I mean, it was very hard work, So he said, the thing that he misses is that every day he thought he's doing dvarim chashuvim. Every day he felt that he's doing something that's meaningful and significant. So afterwards it struck me, a Jew should have that feeling every single day. We're doing something that's significant. We have Torah, we have mitzvahs. That's the greatest simcha that there could be in the world. Most people in the world, they go through their whole life from cradle to grave, and they don't do a single significant thing. They don't do a single davar chashuv at all. Nothing. It's like you put your finger in water and you take it away, and it's nothing. And here at Jew, we have the opportunity every single day we can do things that are significant to Ribbono Shel Olam. What greater simcha could there be in the world? And it should infuse everything that we do. There's a lot of pressure. I know everybody here has pressures, and learning itself is pressure. Because people, a lot of times, Bachem have this feeling they have to make up for lost time, and so they have to cover a lot of ground, or they have to, they have to acquire all the skills that they need to acquire, and maybe they didn't get it enough when they were in high school and so on, and all fine sentiments, and maybe you should feel that way a little bit. And but more important, it shouldn't eclipse the simcha, the simcha of learning. The greatest thing you can get out of your years in yeshiva is a sense of simcha in learning. You have a yishmak in learning. You get a kick out of sitting down with the Gemara, and sometimes it's hard, but you break through and you understand it better than you did, you understand it more, and you have an insight to gain simcha in that. And that itself is something that has to be developed. But that's the most important thing to develop. If you develop that, then everything else will follow. Because if you have a simcha learning, then your whole life you will have learning. It will be connected to learning, and you have a whole life to grow and to develop. If you don't have that simcha learning, then today you have to do it because you have the framework where you have to, but later on nobody's going to force you. And That's it's so important. The Rama writes, the Rama at the end of Shulchan Aruch HaRachayim, the last thing the Rama writes is Toiv Leiv Mishta Tamid. The last words in Shulchan Aruch HaRachayim. Toiv Leiv Mishta Tamid. If we approach Yiddishkeit properly, if we approach Torah and Mitzvahs properly, then we should have that feeling all the time. Toiv Leiv Mishta Tamid. That it's a celebration the whole year. Even the sad times, but there's underlying all this, even the sad times of the year, underlying everything should be that sense of simcha, of Hashem Atayv Chalkenu, Kadosh Baruch Hu shows us that we chose Him. That simcha that we express with the Nanuim and that high point of the year when we're Menaneh with the Nanuim Bahidul Hashem Kitay Kolam Chazdei Bayona Hashem Ishino. That simcha Lusmachtem Lufnei Hashem. We celebrate Yaakov Nosso Sukkoso. We celebrate the Hashem Emir Chayoim, the Hashem Emarta Hayoim, the Kodesh Baruch Hu Chayis Hol. We have this relationship with each other that gives significance and importance and meaning to everything that we do. That should fill our lives with simcha. And if we understand that properly, then we will ultimately be zeicher. First of all, we'll be able to have lives that will be infused with simcha. We'll be filled with simcha. And ultimately, we'll be able to celebrate that simcha in its proper place. We'll be able to celebrate that simcha in the place of Mikdash, but Yisrael said it in the hearing.